We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear. Industries of energy. Energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And a very, very good Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black, Gene Smith Jr. going to be joining us here in just a few moments. Glad to have you tuned in wherever you might be this morning. And, boy, Butch Black.
We really need
to have answers, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
We don't have answers, but we have huge opinions.
We got plenty of opinions around here. So, speaking of your opinion, what's about the oil and gas prices?
Well, we're going to do that before you do lunch, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll go ahead and get back
there
on,
you go.
On,
messing
on
up,
track here. Yeah.
Messing up our routine.
Elk City Meals on Wheels, folks. This is a valuable program. A lot of these people depend on it. It's the only people they see. This is the food that they can get. That's exactly right. And this is how they've helped fund that. They help fund that by opening up their dining room and letting everybody enjoy the great food. It's open from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Regular meal, $6. That includes your dessert and your drink. $5 for senior citizens. You're not going to find a better meal worth the money in town. Here's what's on the menu today. It is chicken strips, potato and gravy. Also, carrots, salad, biscuit, and cake. So chicken strips, potatoes, and gravy, carrot, salad, biscuit, and cake is what's on
That's
the menu today at Elk City Meals on Wheels. Again, we're going to be talking to Gene Smith Jr. here in a little bit about the big feed that's going on for our military veterans. But also, we've got this 2022 ECPD, Elk City Fire Department, Elk City Police Department, meet and greet. Just a little bit away. In fact, it's next week. It's going to be coming up June the 10th. It's going to be a block party down behind the old First National Bank, downtown Elk City. It's the new Chamber of Commerce digs now. Elk City Fire Department will be there with their trucks. Elk City Police Department will be there with their squad cars. Free T-shirts, free live music, free games, food trucks, vendors. It's June 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m. downtown Elk City. Meet and greet your local boys in red and boys in blue.
Actually, it's gray and black.
It's gray and black.
The fire department wears blue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real okay. Navy blue.
It's weird how that works, right? But that's not kind of how everybody knows it, right?
Yeah.
And y'all still call them squad cars, or is that squad 51? It's
now.
Patrol units. Yeah. I guess I should have known that. But
yeah, squad cars went out with car 54. Where are you?
Car 54. Where are you? Ram. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. WTI crude on the NYMEX July exchange is actually down 12 cents to 118.75. Brent crude on the ICE exchange for August is down 15 to 119.57. NYMEX natural gas on the July 2022 exchange is up 49 cents to $9.02. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX exchange for July is down 520 to 420.02. And NYMEX heating oil is down 91 to 427.12. So that is a little bit of good news for this area.
There you go. Well, the Baker Hughes rig count here on this Monday morning, unchanged from 1 week ago, 727 a week ago, 727 in the air this week. Of those, 710 on land, one inland water, 16 offshore drilling rigs now in the Baker Hughes rig count. Of those, 727, 574 drilling for oil, 151 are drilling for natural gas, 2 geothermal wells on the list, 666 being drilled horizontally. Directionally drilled 36 wells on the list of the Baker Hughes recount this morning. Vertically drilled wells, 25 of those. Here's your state-by-state variances. Let's see. Alaska stayed steady at 8. California lost 1 from 7 down to 6. Colorado also unchanged at 16. Louisiana has 61 as they did a week ago. Independent rig count in Kansas has them staying steady at 54 active drilling rigs. North Dakota lost one from 36 to 35. Ohio stayed steady at an even dozen. 12 active drilling rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count for Ohio. Oklahoma stayed steady at 59. Pennsylvania stayed steady at 25. Texas lost one from 358 down to 357. Utah stayed steady at 13 active drilling rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count this morning. And West Virginia stayed steady at 14. Wyoming, the big gainer. They gained two from 16 to 18. Still the big basin down in the Permian, 342 there. Record output going on in the Permian. Also 68 in the Haynesville, 66 in the Eagle Ford, 39 in the Marcellus Shale, and Williston has 38, 27 in the Can of Woodford, 15 in the DJ Niobrara, and 12 in the Utica. Your Baker Hughes rig count. Let me go ahead and introduce this guy right here. Gene Smith Jr., good friend of mine, been around a long time here in Elk City.
Don't ruin his reputation by claiming that.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to be careful who you... That whole thing's kind of got some troubles on it, don't it, Gino?
Well, I got by with it earlier. I mean,
it's old like me. It doesn't hold up very well.
You have no idea, big boy. None.
Gene, you've got a big... Today, it's a special day in military history. It's June 6th, D-Day. For those of you out there that don't know, it was the invasion of Normandy as a lot of the Allied forces hit the beaches at Utah and Omaha and those kind of things like that. I had an uncle that was there. And Gene, now you were a little... too young to serve in World War II, but this is a special day, and you did serve. You flew the hump over in Vietnam. Let's talk a little bit about that, man.
Well, I was very fortunate. I went through the University of Oklahoma and graduated, got my commission, and ended up going to pilot training in Enid and finished pilot training and started flying a C-130, and a lot of people don't know what that is. One fact about it I've always been proud of, the C-130 came in the Air Force inventory in 1953 or 4. They're still flying it today. They're still buying it new today. And it's due to be phased out maybe in 2055. So it's going to go over 100 years of service. And the B-52.
Yeah, it was a flying delivery truck.
Yeah.
C-130 transports everything.
And we did. Troops and goods. And that's
chickens,
what you did.
Ducks. Hogs,
hey, yeah, whatever it takes,
you know. And but anyway, that's basically one of the things I'm here to talk about today. We're going to have a hamburger Friday at the Church of Christ Family Center. It's
the old Nagel's building,
the old Nagel snappy sack across the street from Walgreens.
Yeah,
and it'll be at 6:30, and we're inviting all area veterans to come for a free meal. You know, we want to celebrate your service on this day. Mm-hmm. We thought that would be appropriate.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of World War II guys left.
Right.
You know, we lost Pete Walker here not long ago.
He
was, there's still one that I've got to find him today, Troy Kirby.
Oh, hey, Troy. Mm. Worked at Bourne Auto Parts.
Worked at Bourne's forever. I know Troy real well, and I'm going to try to find him and get him there tonight just so we can appreciate his service. That was any of those guys, you know, that they called it the greatest generation that served there. And the reason they did that was not only because of their service in World War II, but also they went through the dadgum depression.
Yeah.
And a lot of them didn't get enough to eat that whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had a double whammy with the war and the depression. And they came out, and I don't think... And you guys can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I ever saw one of them who wasn't willing to serve his fellow man.
Yeah.
They did. They were, service was most of them's middle name.
Right.
And
they were proud of that, too.
And, you know, we all knew Joe Britton. I just thought all of Joe Britton. He was such – and Pete Walker, too.
Yeah. Sure.
And I didn't even know. I'll be honest with you. Troy didn't – you know, he didn't wear his – war service on his sleeve, so I knew him well, and I didn't. He was a customer of ours, as a matter of fact. So, anyway, that's what we're about. We're going to have this celebration of service, but at the same time, we know that, especially from Vietnam, that there are guys who have things that have gone wrong.
Right.
You know, the U.S. government decided somewhere around 63 or 4. that, you know, if they sprayed the jungles over there with defoliant, that
Agent Orange, yeah,
they could see the bad guys underneath. And so they wouldn't have the freedom of movement that they had. Well, they sprayed the whole dadgum country, and a lot of us got sprayed with it, unbeknownst. We right. didn't know it.
Yeah.
And what I told the boys earlier was, you know, if I sold you a car back in 1965, and today you still had that car and it had something wrong that the factory did, we'd have to find you and make sure that we got that fixed.
Yeah.
Now, federal government doesn't operate that way on guys with that have been sprayed with Agent Orange.
You got to go to them.
Well, most guys don't even know that there's a special thing for guys who've been sprayed with Agent Orange. And most generally, the disease that they exhibit, you got heart disease, you've got neuropathy, you got sugar diabetes, you got Parkinson's, and you got prostate cancer. Those are the big ones. And, you know, I mean, a lot of guys have that stuff.
Yeah.
So the point here is you have benefits available, and that's what we'd like to do tonight, especially anybody, any war. You know, after Vietnam, then we had, I think Kosovo was the next one, and then we had Kuwait, and we had Iraq, and then we had Afghanistan. All those wars have special things that cause problems for military guys, and the VA needs to take care of them.
And there's funding available if you know how to apply for it.
Exactly. And well, I don't know how available it is. You have to fight for it.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Sadly. That's terrible that I have to say that our government makes you fight to get benefits you're deserving. But unfortunately, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. And so what we want to do, we have 8-10 guys, and we've all been through the same program. We all understand what's going on. We know what needs to be done, where you can go get. The main thing is, where can you go get help?
Right.
And so we know those things. We want you to come and have fellowship, have a great burger, and we want to share with you our information and knowledge as to how to get help.
6:30 tonight.
6:30 tonight.
6:30 tonight. Bring an appetite.
Well, yeah, and you know, and yeah,
and bring
I tell
your questions.
You know, I didn't understand for the longest time. I've always been a life member of the VFW and the American Legion. Ever since I came back in 1971, I just decided to do that by my lifetime membership back then. So, but I didn't really get out and get active. And I guess finally, when you retire.
You realize
that, you know, there's not a lot of people understand some of the things that you're talking about that went on in war. And so it's a good thing. We talk about all kinds of stuff. It's fellowship. It's association with your brothers in arms.
It's a brotherhood.
Because you know, some people don't understand this, but when you get into the military, you sign a little chit down there that says you'll give up to including your life. Not your wife.
A lot of guys running out to join right now. Thanks, Gene Jr. So tonight at 6:30, right?
That's it.
And unfortunately, you know, they didn't have to be sprayed directly either, because once they got out and slogged around in the jungle after it was sprayed, secondary contact.
Well, you know yourself today. There's claims out there for Roundup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and absolutely. All kinds of this stuff. And that the farmers spray every day.
Yeah.
And it's been around forever, so who's to know what was in Agent Orange?
Hey, and you know, the ones that I really feel for are the young guys who got drafted.
Yeah.
You know, they get drafted, and they take them, they put them through basic training, went to advanced infantry training. The next thing, they were on an airplane going
dropped
to Vietnam.
Dropped in the jungle, yeah.
They didn't know come here from Sikkim about nothing. 18 years old, wet behind the ears. And it's a sad story, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want old guys, though. You know why?
Because they have opinions?
No. Well, they don't want old guys because that sergeant says, okay, men, we're going to go charging up this hill on my signal. Let's go, men. And there'll be two old guys in the back saying, Hold it. Let's take a vote. They don't want old guys.
How about we walk up there and kill them all? But no, seriously, Gene, thank you so much for your service, and I hope our nation's learned that how we treated you boys from Vietnam is never replicated. Never replicated, because that was a sad chapter in our American history. So thank you again, Gene Smith Jr. Good luck tonight, and thanks for looking out for our veterans, man.
It's my pleasure, and I hope everybody shows up.
American Legion Post 181, folks, tonight, 6:30. All veterans are invited, and they're going to have a free feed. We're going to be back with more of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Show right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
New unbelievable cellular plans. Upgrade to an unlimited plan today and join the Pioneer Cellular family. Only pay for what you need and get more of what you want. Choose your unlimited plan to mix, match, and save based on you and your family. With the new Pioneer Cellular plans and enhanced full T service, you can now use voice and data at the same time. If your service hasn't been updated yet, stop by an office today or call 1-800-641-2732 for more information. Some restrictions apply.
Great pay plus a sign-on bonus. Driver, Sandstone Services wants to put you in the driver's seat, and they're going to pay to do it. Sandstone Services in Elk City is a family-owned company that needs drivers. You get great pay and a sign-on bonus just for coming on board. You also get set days off, paid vacation after 6 months, and access to group health insurance. Anyone within driving distance can work for Sandstone. If you can pass a drug test, and if you're ready to make great money driving for a great company, apply today. Call Sandstone Services at 225-1030. That's 225-1030.
I like Serta Bedding for a few reasons. Number one, it's made in Oklahoma City, putting Oklahomans to work. It's doing business with your neighbor, as far as I'm concerned. They also make a great product. They also stand behind their product. The rep comes out here every couple of weeks. If you have a problem with your Serta bed, the rep comes to your home and looks at it. Another nice thing about the Serta lineup, almost all of them are adjustable friendly. So what adjustable friendly means is it'll work on an adjustable base where you can raise your head and your feet. Once upon a time, adjustable beds were made for people that had medical problems. Nowadays, most adjustable beds are sold to people as a lifestyle choice. They want to sit up in bed and look at their phone. They want to sit up in bed and watch TV. Almost the complete Serta lineup is made adjustable friendly, so you can put that on an adjustable base anytime you want. So if you buy a bed today and decide you want an adjustable base 6 months from now, all you have to buy is the base. Your mattress will work. We're in Elk City off of I-40, exit 38, right behind the McDonald's. That's at Terry's Furniture Showroom.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
That would be us.
Big voice guys interrupting our visit.
Yeah, I enjoy little kind of visits like that. DCP Services LLC offer fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, and trenching. Well, they rebuild Chemray valves and controls and Western Chemical pumps to like new. Plus, they sell and repair Texam solar pumps as other solar pumps. And wireline division with both braided and slickline capabilities for pumping, roustabout, or wireline services. Call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. Plus at 317 North Van Buren, Ernie Barker. DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. You can get a hold of them at 580-339-1773 or stop by 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City. An American Hose and Supply saw Brock Kauk out at the Oil and Gas Golf Tournament this weekend. Great job out there serving up the good sausages. Yeah, jalapeno links. When you need a hose or fittings, you don't need it next week. You need it now. If you're a farmer, you're a rancher, you got a hose shutting down production, or if you're in the wool field, you got a hose leaking, It's stopping production. You're not making money. It's costing you money. When you need it now, contact American Hose and Supply. They're located inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. Or you can call 821-4413, 821-4413. Had a nice visit with Gene Smith Jr. Again, that American Legion Post 181, giving that free feed tonight for all area veterans, no matter what branch of the military or what war you served in. They're giving away, they're going to have a free feed tonight and have some people on tap to show you about some financial assistance that you're
even if justly you didn't serve in a war.
Yeah.
If you just served.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Doesn't have to be in wartime. Yeah, if you're a veteran.
Absolutely.
You served in the military, you're welcome to show up at 6:30 tonight. Nagel Snappy Sack.
First shot of myself. Thank you for your service.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm beholden, and like I told Gene Jr., we're going to try to right that wrong that happened to our Vietnam veterans for sure.
That was not good.
Okay. Gee. Are you all wrapped up in your
cord
over there?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to figure this story out. This is just a little strange here.
A little?
Yeah, the U.S. may allow more sanctioned Iranian oil on the global markets, even without a revival of the 2015 nuclear accord. Why would the nuclear accord have anything to do with oil? Anyway, according to the biggest independent crude trader, while a new agreement would limit Iran's atomic activities and ease U.S. sanctions on its energy exports, talks between Tehran and world powers have stalled since March. And oil traders are increasingly pessimistic that negotiators will strike a deal. Still, Biden could decide that the need to bring down record-high pump prices ahead of November's midterm elections outweighs the benefit of strictly enforcing sanctions, including by seizing more Iranian oil tankers. Uncle Sam might just allow a little bit more of that oil to flow,
yeah.
Mike Mueller, head of Asia at Vital Group, said Sunday on a podcast produced by Dubai-based Gulf Intelligence. If the midterms are dominated by the need to get gas prices lower in America, turning a somewhat greater blind eye to the sanctioned barrels flowing out is probably something you might expect to see. U.S. intervention in these flows has always been pretty sparse. Well, and that's basically true, but the problem is that putting more oil on the market is not going to be that great a help for the gasoline industry, because its refinery capacity is the problem.
What's it been, 60-some years since a refinery's been built here in the United States? And they act like they may never build another new one just because of the...
Nobody wants it in their backyard.
Well, yeah. And then the cost, the recovery cost of it, and then the war on fossil fuels.
Yeah. Yeah, why would you want to build a refinery right now when you've got an administration that's done everything they can to destroy the oil and gas industry?
And speaking of that, our own governor and others say the Securities Exchange Commission's climate change plan is foolish. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and 15 other Republican governors sent a recent letter to President Brandon expressing their opposition to a proposed rule to force publicly traded companies to report climate-related data to investors. The proposal was made 2 months ago by the Securities Exchange Commission, an order that would direct public companies to release information about anticipated risks to business operations and finances due to climate change. Governor Stitt and the others contend that the rule will harm businesses and investors by increasing compliance costs and by larding disclosure statements with uncertain and immaterial information that the federal government, let alone the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, is not equipped to judge. The governors asked President Brandon to withdraw the proposed rule and allow the market to continue serving as the appropriate mechanism for judging climate risk. They explained there is nothing wrong for the companies to voluntarily disclose the information. The proposed rule degrades and undermines that mission by injecting subjective political judgments on climate policy into corporate disclosures in a manner calculated to harm the states that provide the America's energy security. In the letter, Governor Stitt and the others concluded that the approach to the proposed rule is especially foolish at this time when the cost of energy and everything that depends on energy is skyrocketed. The governors told the presidents, Americans are struggling, and they expect their federal leaders to do everything possible to bring down prices, not place additional burdens on businesses and increase the uncertainty they face. the story just goes to show you that, you know, they just make up this stuff, mm-hmm. that they're going to ram this climate change, climate catastrophe, climate emergency down our throats as long as we continue to open our mouths and let them do it.
Sure.
You know, and it's just, and I appreciate the fact that these governors and some others have stood up and said, hey, listen, these are undue. This is stupid. You know, why would you even consider doing this right now? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's money in it for them.
Yeah.
They don't care about the American public. They care about lining their dadgum pockets.
Well, and it's...
good luck spending that in prison. You know?
Exactly. I don't want to start this one.
Well, we'll go to the break, and then we'll come back. How's that? You can chew on it for a little while.
We'll talk about biofuels when we come back.
Okie dokie. That being said, we'll be back with the second half of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you. Or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's. Or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
I needed a professional service in here because we need to be quick to turn it over for the next person. So I can't be cleaning rugs or washing rags or washing mop heads. I need that service brought in every week, and that's what CTC provides. They provide a weekly service. I don't have to worry about anything. It takes the worry out. And I know the guy really well, Eddie. He's very personable, and he comes in every week. He takes my rugs off of the floor for me, replaces them with new ones. He makes sure that I have plenty of soap, and if I'm out, he'll replace that. He replaces my rags. He put new mop heads on there, new dust mop heads. He does it all. It's a full service. I'm Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center, and I'm glad that we switched to CTC.
Keep your business looking great with CTC in Clinton. Online, it's ctc-corp.net.
Well, trial period, you know, is not really a good thing a lot of the times because it's an excuse to return them. And when they return the hearing aids, they're not hurting me. They're hurting themselves. Because when you're severe and you're saying, even a third of the time, or TV is up where neighbors know what you're watching, that's a dangerous aspect to be living in. But we do give a trial period. The state law is 30 days. But there's been times I've gone 60 and 90 just to make sure people were happy with what we were doing. My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's on Gary Boulevard, 1906 Gary Boulevard to be exact. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Yes, David A. Guest, a proud sponsor of this show. He's a certified mineral manager, a CMM, if you will, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. David is a trusted source for mineral management, well over 35 years in the business. He'll treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. David's a man of integrity, well-known in the industry, smart guy. Call David today at 405-341-8698. If you have questions about minerals or if you're looking to sell minerals, this is the guy to talk to, 405-341-8698. And Bird Equipment, Still have a couple positions open. Immediate openings, pipe fitters and pressure vessel and pipe code and non-code welders. Starting pay between $15 to $22 an hour based on experience. Bird Equipment offers health insurance, vision, dental coverage, paid vacation, 401k. They're hiring both for the Burns Flat and Noble, Oklahoma facilities. You can apply in person at the Bird Equipment Office, 701 Dispensary Road in Burns Flat, or call 580-562-3124. 562-3124 for details. Come join the busy Bird Equipment team. Bird Equipment is an equal opportunity employer. Also, I'd just like to put up personal condolences to Billy Curry's family. Billy passed away this week, and he was a fine gentleman, just a strong man, and all about Western Oklahoma, the spaceport. You know, he was all involved with that, but Billy Curry is a fine man, and he's going to be sorely missed. I haven't got any information on his services as of yet, but our thoughts and prayers out with that family. Okay, Butch, what do you got for us over there, man?
All right. Well, the U.S. is ordering refiners to boost the use of biofuels such as corn-based ethanol as the Biden administration tries to strike a balance between competing political and economic pressures while gasoline prices soar. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is requiring refiners to mix 20.63 billion gallons of renewable fuels into gasoline and diesel this year. That's a 9.5% increase over last year's target. In a final rule posted online Friday, the agency also said it was retroactively pairing the 2020 biofuel blending quota to 17.13 billion gallons and setting the overall 2021 target at 18.84 billion gallons to reflect actual consumption. The mandates come as Joe Biden battles record high gasoline prices, climbing food costs, and inflationary pressures that threaten the U.S. economic recovery, as well as Democrats' grip on Congress after November midterm elections. There's the main reason. The EPA said the moves were meant to help put the nation's renewable fuel standard program into a growth mode and propel market demand for alternatives to petroleum-based gasoline and diesel. We are laser-focused on providing more options for consumers at the pump, and today we are taking steps to increase availability of homegrown biofuels. That's according to EPA Administrator Michael S. Reagan. Today's actions will help to reduce our reliance on oil and put the RFS, the renewable fuels program, back on track after years of challenges and mismanagement. All right, this is just another example of them pushing their agenda, because through all this corona pandemic, they've talked to us about following the science.
Oh yeah.
But the science has proven out that ethanol creates a carbon footprint bigger than most gasoline, a normal operating gasoline engine is going to put out enough fuel to do that. And it will never offset its footprint in the manufacture of it.
Mm-hmm. And the higher ethanol mixture that they require you to use,
the worse fuel mileage you get.
And the harder it is on your engines. Yeah. I mean, already the big three in the United States, you know, Chevy, Ford, and Dodge all said, we're not going to, you know, we can't warranty our engines with E15 and higher.
Yeah, and, that's, people are starting to understand that's why they're lawnmowers and stuff, you get one to two seasons out of it.
Yeah.
That's because of the ethanol. It is real hard on carburetors.
I burn no ethanol gas in all my small engines. I guarantee it. Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, following along the same lines, is telling President Brandon to rethink his administration's latest proposals regarding the Renewable Fuel Standard Program and how it will hurt the small oil refiners like those in Oklahoma. In that letter sent recently to the president, Senator Inhofe asked him to instead bring immediate relief to the job creators by granting all small refinery exemptions pending before the Environmental Protection Agency. While issues associated with the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standards, have spanned administrations of both parties, I'm concerned that this administration's proposals would worsen the hardship being experienced by independent refiners, which would exacerbate the already sky-high energy costs of consumers and, well, threaten high-paying blue-collar jobs across America, wrote the senator. He cited the Wynnewood Refining Company LLC in Southern Oklahoma as an example of an operation that could be helped by lowering the 2022 RVO below the blend wall on D6 or ethanol RINs. I also urge EPA to immediately issue all small refinery exemptions without reallocating previously granted SREs, okay, small refinery exemptions, which would bring necessary relief to refiners experiencing severe economic hardship, as well to help build the RIN bank and cause RIN prices to drop. Well, of course, continued Senator Inhofe, adding it's essential that the administration take every action possible to reduce the price of gas at the pump and support hardworking, high-paying jobs like those at refineries across the nation. I mean, they're already talking about some areas in the United States seeing $8 gas, $8 a gallon gas. Some places already up over $6.
Yeah.
You know, and $10 a gallon diesel fuel. And if people don't think that that's going to cripple the economy and put pressure on the middle class and lower class, they're sadly mistaken. This is a war on the American people, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's just so sad that this is being allowed to happen. And that
and unfortunately, the bureaucrats that lead in Washington can afford to pay that kind of price.
Well, sure, and they don't care about securing our southern borders. They live behind gated fences and walls with
and
protection.
And most of them travel at the taxpayers' expense. So,
yeah, I mean, they all want to attack the guns in the United States. But I urge each and every one of you to do a little research, find out about nations that took their people's guns and what that did to those nations. You're talking about socialism. You're talking about a lot of very, very bad things. And then what you get is only the bad guys have the guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and trust me, if you don't think they can't get them, you're wrong.
Oh, I guarantee they'll get them.
You're absolutely wrong.
Oh, man.
Well, employment in the U.S. oilfield services and equipment sector rose by an estimated 4,774 jobs.
That's
to 628,793 in May. That's according to preliminary data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, and analysis of the Energy Workforce and Technology Council. And after adjustments to April numbers, April adjusted number of 624,019 is up from the preliminary of 622,309. Gains in May were made in 5 out of 7 categories tracked, and with the largest gains coming in sport activities and mining, which is the oil and gas sector, because for some reason oil and gas falls under mining as far as the government's concerned.
Right.
And heavy and civil engineering construction. Slight losses were seen in petroleum and coal products manufacturing and in machinery manufacturing. The data report is the highest since September of 2021, when total jobs rebounded to 643,057, but still off the pre-pandemic mark in February of 2022 at 706,528. The growth in May comes as an overall U.S. employers added 390,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate remains at 3.6%. Job increases came mostly in leisure and hospitality in May. Oh, that's under... people are finally taking a break from all this garbage. It's encouraging to see job growth increases in the sector, and we're continuing to make gains for our pandemic lows and have seen 7 straight months of gains, said Energy Workforce and Technology Council CEO Leslie Beyer. I'm optimistic that our industry and workforce are up to the challenge to meet growing global demand by increasing domestic production while reducing global emissions. Without the powerhouse of American energy, the world suffers, the world suffers, the economy suffers, and millions of people face energy and food insecurity. We can unleash our domestic production while moving towards a lower carbon future if we keep our focus on emissions reduction instead of limiting our own resources. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I always got to throw something green in there.
I've always got to.
But the investors are bailing on it.
Yeah, because they're realizing there's
no money in it.
And they can't get parts. I mean, you know, oh, boy, it's a conundrum. But like we said, the Lord is still on his throne. We just need to pray and make sure that we continue to pray hard for our nation and earnestly. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the mop-up segment of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right here on 96.5 KECO. Thanks for being with us.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
This is Six Flags.
Oh, we could fly.
Where bravery is tested. Screams are heard for miles. And the fun never ends. Here, legendary stories are born, unforgettable memories are made, and everyone gets to be a kid. This is Six Flags. Come make it yours. Check out our new passes and perks at sixflags.com.
Black Hereford Ranch invites you all to their 21st annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 11th at 11 a.m. near Crawford, Oklahoma, and online at cci.live. Selling 240 tremendous fall bred heifers, 100 head dispersal of all 4 to 7 year old bred cows, along with 40 head of their best ever 20 to 26 month old herd bull prospects. Expect high-quality cattle that will improve any program with most all breeds and colors selling in volume. For sale information, videos, online catalog, and requests, visit blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0711. 309-0711. Black Hereford Ranch 21st Annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 11th at 11 a.m. near Crawford, Oklahoma, and online at cci.live.
Paul Jones Drug is Elk City's most experienced compounding pharmacy, meaning they can custom make your prescription medications to your doctor's specifications, safely and effectively providing you with exactly what you need. And for your convenience, Paul Jones Drug has a drive-through pickup window as well as curbside service for testing and vaccinations, and offers free local delivery. Just a couple reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise we provide care you can trust.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
And we're here in part because of the good folks at Sower, sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. You can go to sowerok.com to get yourself registered for a complete list of the upcoming educational opportunities. One coming up, and it's a big one, the OGI Best Practices. Okay, that's optical gas imaging technology. Whether you should conduct these inspections yourself or utilize a contractor, don't miss the opportunity to ensure that your company is utilizing the most efficient practices to stay compliant with current and upcoming regulations. This is going to be June 16th. Okay, certain oil and gas production facilities are required to conduct periodic inspections for fugitive leaks and process equipment. So during this workshop, experts from Trinity Consultants will provide a high-level review of the regulatory drivers for these inspections. This is going to be June 16th, 11 a.m. to 12. You can register now at www.soerok.com. Soerok.com. And that is going to keep you compliant. You can also find a link there. Go to OK Oil Expo. Get yourself registered to be a part of the 25th Annual Oil and Gas Expo, October 13th, at the Bennett Event Center in Oklahoma City. They've got a lot of special guests, a lot of things planned for that. I know we're going to be right there in our booth, right out the back of our booth and into the Hidden Country Barbecue. That's going to be October 13th. The John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament is October the 12th there at Lincoln Park. A great time for all as well. Good time to network and find and meet new people. You don't even have to have your full team. If you're just an individual or a couple of you, you throw your name in and they'll pair you with somebody. And you can get the free Sower Connect app at the app store of your choice. Sower Connect, all one word, Android or iOS. Okay, energy news in my briefs. Your favorite, Butch. The Brandon administration is considering a proposal to tax oil and gas windfall profits to provide a gas subsidy for American consumers struggling with high energy prices, said Bharat Ramaturi, the deputy director of the National Economic Council, at a panel sponsored by the Roosevelt Institute think tank on June 2nd. Okay, here's what we're going to do, folks. This is a smart deal. Let's start taxing the oil companies, and then that oil, that expense is going to come right back to the consumers. This guy is
certifiable.
Yes, he is. Ford Motor Company announced plans to spend nearly $100 million and add more than 1,000 employees to its Kansas City assembly plant, the largest manufacturing site in the region. And the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere is now more than 50% higher than pre-industrial times, and is at levels not seen since millions of years ago when Earth was a hothouse, ocean-inundated planet, federal government scientists announced Friday. Wonder who's paying their paycheck. Follow the science, right? There may never be a new refinery built in the U.S. despite surging gasoline prices as policymakers move away from fossil fuels, according to Chevron Corp. And Los Angeles' ban on gas stoves could spell the end for many Korean barbecue and Chinese restaurants.
Whoa.
Three former nuclear oversight managers sue the Tennessee Valley Authority, saying they were ousted from their jobs in 2019 after altering federal regulators, federal regulators to repeated safety concerns and violations. And here's some from around the world. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei acknowledged Saturday that Iran took the oil from two Greek tankers last month in helicopter launch raids of the Persian Gulf. An exiled Russian economist told the Washington Post that Putin will laugh at the cost of oil embargo announced this week by the EU. Italian oil company Eni S.p.A. and Spain's Repsol S.A. could begin shipping Venezuelan oil to Europe as soon as next month to make up for Russian crude. Five people familiar with the matter said resuming oil for debt swaps halted 2 years ago when Washington stepped up sanctions on Venezuela. And finally, you and I talked about this, Butch. Data analyzed by London's Sunday Times showed companies are masking the origin of Russian oil. Greek-owned companies are switching oil between ships or traveling directly to Russian ports. The companies are not thought to be in breach of current sanctions.
Yeah.
A little workaround, if you will.
Yeah.
Like you said, that Russian oil is going to make it to the market. It's just going to make it under a different flag.
Absolutely. It'll either be sold and resold, or it, you know, will you scratch my back?
You know, the thing
I'll
about sticking it under a different flag, they don't even have to sell it at the discounted price.
Yeah. No, they can sell it at a regular price and gain a profit. And they're
man, our current administration's foreign policy is just exemplary, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it just? Isn't wow. it wonderful? Isn't it lovely? Well, do a quick hitter here since we got a minute. Energy Workforce CEO applauds Republicans' combined emissions reduction and energy security's focus. Energy Workforce and Technology Council CEO Leslie Beyer responded to House Republicans' six-part energy strategy, saying they applaud the House Energy Climate Conservation Task for bringing focus back to emissions reduction strategy as opposed to current administration efforts at removing secure energy options from the table. And what they're proposing, what the Republicans are proposing, is we strengthen our independence by going after our own natural gas and oil and all that, but we work harder to reduce the emissions created by it, which I think is, I've got no problem with this plan. It's a wonderful plan as long as they do what they say and reduce emissions.
Well, we've already been doing it. The industry has been self-policing for a long time now.
Actually, they've been ahead of the government mandates for quite a few years, but then the mandates got to running so hard and fast they couldn't keep up.
But you mean moving the goalposts?
Yeah. It's on a fast track. Anyway, so you know they're applauding the Republicans' ideas, and you know right here before the midterms, that's not a bad thing to have happen.
What kind of weather we got coming up here?
Well, right now I don't know about coming up. I haven't read that far yet. But right now it's 69 degrees. Humidity's at 90%. Winds are east at 13. Very rarely we get an east wind.
I know it.
Dew point's at 66. Right now, and today is going to be sunny with a high near 86. Northeast winds 10 to 13 with gusts as high as 20. Tuesday, we got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 85. East northeast winds 11 to 15, gusts to 23. 30% chance of rain Tuesday night. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 83. North northwest winds 9 to 11. 20% chance of rain Wednesday night. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 88. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. So there's your weather. Stocks are in a pretty good mood today. They're basically in the green. AEP is up 10 to 102.14. Apache's up 19, 48.49. Chesapeake's up 71, 99.50. Continental Resources up $1.14 to 70.24. ConocoPhillips is up 34 to 118.46. Devon is up 27 to 77.29. GE is up 86 to 77.83. Halliburton's up a penny, 41.96. H&P's up 43 to 51.61. Liberty Oilfield is up 19 to 18.32. Laredo Petroleum is down 86 to 106.18. Magellan Midstream's down 9 to 52.22. OG&E is up 16 to 41.16. One Oak's up 27 to 67.54. Panhandle Energy is down, or Minerals is down, or up 3 pennies to 383. Phillips 66 is up $1.09 to 105.55. Sandridge is down 83 to 26.05. Schlumberger's down up 1 penny, 47.48. Man, it changes so quick. And the Williams Company is up 7 cents to 37.58.
West Texas Intermediate on the New York Mercantile Exchange July 2022 contract. Well, it's up 63 cents to 119.50. Brent crude oil in the ICE Futures Exchange out of London. Also, this is an August 2022 contract trading at 120.39. That's up 67 cents a barrel. Tokan crude oil in Japan also up 380 yen per kiloliter, and NYMEX natural gas on the New York Mercantile Exchange July 2022 contract up 65 cents, trading at $9.17 per million BTU. We may see $10 per BTU gas. Anyway, this is what's happening today in the oil and gas industry. Again, we'd just like to remind everybody that feed tonight there at the Nagel's old building. It's the Second and Adams Church of Christ Family Center. At 6:30, all military veterans are they're invited. They've got going to have a lot of going to have a good feed for you there. Plus, they're going to have a lot of good information. There might be some financial assistance that you're justly due that you didn't even know that you qualified for. So go by there and check it out. Or if you know someone that served in our armed forces, let them know that American Legion Post 181 at the first Monday of every month. First Monday of every month, they have a meeting. This time, it's an Eaton meeting, which is going to be D-Day and the celebration of that. So, again, we appreciate Gene Smith Jr. for coming on and talking to us about that, and also his service in the war. Remember to just vet your candidates, folks. Vet your candidates, because these primaries that we're having right now are definitely something that is on the forefront. So vet your candidates. I'll tell you straight up, I can't speak for Butch Black, but I personally will let you know that I am endorsing and stumping for a couple guys already. I know Nick Archer. I think he'll be a fantastic representative for us at the state legislature. And our guy Anthony Moore. This kid here is he's a hard worker. He's knowledgeable. He's amiable. And he knows what's up.
Well, and we had confirmation the other day from Dewey Bartlett that he has been working tirelessly to get some legislation passed to help with the stripper wells group. And
he went right at the foreign nationals that were buying up land for the grow houses and things like that. Anthony Moore definitely, I'm throwing my hat in his ring, and along with Nick Archer, who is running for the seat to fill that because of Todd Russ terming out. So, again, those are a couple that I know right now that we're standing behind. But I just urge you to vet your candidates. Vet them. do some research, find out how they voted, find out where they're from, find out who they are. Try to find out who they are when no one's looking. Talk to people that know them. Yeah. And I promise you, this is what we need to do. And then go exercise your right to vote. Go make your mark. Don't let anybody tell you that the elections are rigged and your vote doesn't make a difference. Your vote does make a difference. And so we need to just flood the systems with our votes.
It's hard to steal an election if you can still outvote them.
That's it. That's it. And, why make it easy, right?
Yeah. The more of you who vote, the harder it is for them to try and steal.
Remember, continue to pray for our nation and our world leaders. Again, we appreciate you tuning in here. We appreciate all of our great sponsors that help make this show possible. I appreciate my cohort over here, Mr. Butch Black. Again, for all of our sponsors, I'm Sean Wilson saying thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City, Oklahoma. Have yourself a great day.